Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and excuse me, it is the first Monday after Christmas, after a countdown to a cashless Christmas. Yeah, you probably parted ways with some cash that you could have done something else with what you decided to do with it. So now we have to pay the cost to be the boss, and that's where we are in life. But today, we are celebrating the second day of Kwanzaa, and in the news, the Dusabo Museum kicks off the African-American holiday of Kwanzaa, and it's all on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, excuse me, and you can see that information and other community resources that are there and available for your viewing and sharing. If you're listening online this morning, thank you so much for joining us. If you would like to comment or ask questions after the 7:30 hour, then you can call in at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And on Facebook, we're on HLN TV1, and on YouTube, we're on Higher Learning TV Show. See this little logo right there? You'll know you're at the right place. drinking my hot tea this morning. That's why I'm sweating like a pig. See my glasses all fogged up? Yeah. Whatever's in me sweating Africa. Those are the breaks. Okay. happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. Today's your birthday. We are celebrating it with you on the second day of Kwanzaa. It is Monday, December 27th. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. Let us continue praying for the sick and the shut-in, the incarcerated, and the non-believers. Lord have mercy. We have to have faith. If we don't have anything else, they can take our house, our car, our kids. But you can't take what's on the inside, and what's on the inside is faith. So thank you for keeping the faith, especially when you want to give up, because you don't have to give up. That's a matter of choice. And right now, excuse me, I want to remind you, set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and 24/7 on the World Wide Web on Higher Learning Network.org or our YouTube channel, HLN. As we take a look at traffic and weather this morning, Lord have mercy, I feel sorry for people coming back in town. Just cancellations everywhere. At O'Hare, 58 cancellations. Ooh, I think I would have stayed home. I think I would have driven, taken Amtrak, Greyhound, drove something. Ooh, that many people. Oh, it's a lot of upset people in this world. 58 cancellations at O'Hare, 40 at Midway. So what does that tell you? And the weather is so bad. The fog is so bad you can barely see outside. Excuse me. See, that's why I have my tea here this morning. And all that stuff comes up when you're laying still at night. It's got to come up and come out. Because if it doesn't, it causes congestion inside of you. So drink you some hot tea when you first get up in the morning. And you can also drink some apple cider vinegar. I squeeze a half a lemon in a glass of water. And a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. And it makes a difference. Don't be around people because it's coming up. It is coming up. You're going to blow. You're going to cough. You're going to sneeze. You're going to do something. But just think it's coming up and it's not staying with you. Anyway, I digress. Just had to share that with you. Up to 51 degrees today. Back down to 21 tonight. That's cold. Well, this is Chicago. What can I say? Traveling weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTex.com. If you want to go anywhere in the world, you can go for, well, you can't travel for free, but you can certainly stay in the hotels for free. They don't have, they do not have an airline, but they have pretty much everything else. So you can stay in hotels, luxurious hotels, or you can stay in Airbnb or on the beach, wherever you want to stay. Anyway. It's sponsored by Karen Kelly of iText.com. No reported delays on Metro and the CTA, but it is a mess on the expressways, even though there's not a lot of traffic. There is some traffic. As we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, it is 21 minutes in, 17 out, and there was a major oil spill on the Kennedy. They're cleaning up that mess at Armitage, so expect lots of delays if you're on the Kennedy. Inbound on the Eaton is 21 on the reverse, and at 76 in Costner, there was a crash on the ramp, so expect delays if you're on the Eatons. On the Eisenhower, it's 29 minutes in, 20 on the reverse. On the Stevenson, 18 in, and 15 on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan, it's 13 in, 12 out. On the Bishop Ford, it's 10 in both directions, and John Baptiste DuSable, Lakeshore Drive. It is 9 minutes in and 8 minutes on the reverse. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iText.com. if you have lived anywhere in this world and you did a little overeating during the holiday, you might want to go to diabeticdonut.com because you may be borderline diabetic like I was for 10 years. You want to keep that in mind. You can download the free diabetic donut download, how I reverse type 2 diabetes. So that information is there. And it's available to you free of charge. It's my gift to you, so you don't have to go through what I went through. Is that my earring hanging in my hair? It was in my ear. Don't know how it got there. Ooh, did that rhyme? Yep, I'm a poet and don't know it. And it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness word of the day. And what is the word of the day? Today we will not be reading from anyone's book. We will be reading from my blog, which is the stuff, which will share with you the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. Do you celebrate Kwanzaa? Do you know about Kwanzaa? Well, maybe you didn't, but now you can, because now you know. We are talking about a celebration of Kwanzaa. And as you can see here, Kwanzaa was discovered by Dr. Kwanzaa Kanyufu. And he is the man, as you can see, that's not him, that's a family. And there's more family here. And there is another family. And as we celebrate, what are the 7 principles of Kwanzaa, and why are we celebrating? Well, here's a look at what those principles are and what they mean. So the day after Christmas is the celebration of Kwanzaa. And the first day, which is Umoja, which means unity in Swahili. And today is the second day, which is Kujikwagla, if I said that right, or self-determination. Day 3, which is Ujima, translated as collective work and responsibility. Ujima refers to uplifting your community. How about that? The next principle is Ujamaa, cooperative economics. I think everybody knows what that is. Keep it in the community, honey. Mia is the next principle, which means purpose. Why are you here? What is your reason for being here on the planet? And the next principle is Kuumba, creativity. I'm always reminded of my sister Kuumba, a young senior, seasoned citizen I met probably 20 years ago, who taught me how to live like a champ. Thank you, Kuumba. Always giving thanks to the ancestors. Kuumba was a fascinating lady. Kuumba, I met her through the International Black Summit. And it was my first time leaving the country. And we went to Nairobi, Kenya, East Africa. And this was a summit where we got out of our heads and into the swing of life and had some serious discussions about life. And it was just a fascinating event. Never had anything like that in my life before then or since then. So Kuumba, creativity. Kuumba was so creative. She, as a senior seasoned citizen, she loved Africa so much. She moved there. So she had a dual residence before it was popular. She was living there. She'd come back home, check on an apartment in the States, and then she moved there. So what does that tell you about other countries? That the rates are so low to live everywhere, you can do that and live here in the United States too, especially if you're a senior and you get some kind of income. That's powerful. So thank you, Kaumba, for that. I digress. I do that sometimes. That's who I am. That's what I do. I just had to share Kaumba with you because I'm always thinking of the ancestors. Had not been for the ancestors, where would we be? And last but not least, the seventh principle is faith. Where would we be without our faith? Oh, Lord have mercy, trying to take our faith, but we can't let them. We just keep moving on. So light a candle each day and celebrate the meaning of each day. And you can. So I wanted to share that with you, and I hope that you will share that with someone else, okay? And those, my dear friends, are the seven principles of Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa! So what would you celebrate today? I should say on self-determination, since today is self-determination. Kujakwaglia. If I said it wrong, you can call me and let me know I did. Okay. Alrighty, but right about now, it's 7:15. It's time for your Monday morning mindfulness celebration of life through your breath. And that's what we're going to do. You're going to sit up straight in your chair, feet flat on the floor, nothing in your hands, nothing in your lap, nothing in your heart but that of love, light, and good energy. I forgot to mention to you that my tea has black seeds in it. And I know you can't see them. I'm trying to pull one up so you can see it. Can you see them little black seeds? See that? Black seeds. Now, nobody will ever tell you, but I'm here to tell you. Black seeds. Don't believe me. Look it up. So good for you. People, remember, we're not eating for taste anymore. Eating for health. Drinking for health. Okay. So. Alrighty. Oh, before we do, we have a... I'm a grand rising, beautiful queen teacher. Looking for the StreamYard link so I can join you at 7:30. Gotcha. I will... send that link in a 7:30 break. Thank you so much for sharing. I look better than I feel. Tell me what makeup won't do. Why are you chewing on black seeds off there? You want me to sell that? Anyway, thank you, Naima, to be joining you, to be joining us. Sister, yes. Yes, my sister, Grand Rising sister. Yes, love those apple seeds too. Ooh, now, Viola, I have not had apple seeds. Are those the ones that come out of the apples? Or do they come in a bag or what? Because I usually shoot my apple seeds from the apples. So if there's something else, let me know. Not that I would. I don't know. But thank you for that. Apple seed too. Okay. Let's see. That's why I love the female solution. I always learn something. So let's learn how to use our first line of defense. And that is the power of the breath. What you talking about, Zelda? When you get stressed out? Yes. She says, yes, I eat the whole apple. Yes, I love apples. And if you have not had Honeycrisp apples, they're expensive. Like $6.99 a pound. Lucky if you can catch them on sale for somewhere for $3.99 a pound or $4.99 a pound. I even found them somewhere that was $1.99 a pound, about like $20 worth of apples. Every time I eat an apple, I feel so good. Anyway, Honeycrisp is my favorite. Yes, eat the whole apple. Eat the whole stem and all. Okay. Alrighty, y'all. Excuse me. So let us sit up straight in the chairs, feet flat on the floor. Ooh. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. You should not be looking at me. You should be looking at the top of your eyelids. As we inhale to the count of three, hold it. and exhale. Inhale and exhale through the nose. Wow, did you feel that calming effect? Oh, it just does me every time. Oh, it just feels so good. Inhale to three. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Oh, yes, that feels so good. Once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Now, what you have just done is sent signals to your body telling you that everything is okay. Everything is just fine as you continue to breathe in. Hold it. And as you breathe out, all through the nose if you can. And when you breathe out, try to push a little further out from the stomach so you can feel that breath in you as you breathe in. Feel the breath illuminating. Excuse me. And as you exhale, just stretch this morning. Yes, just stretch. And stretch. Oh, yeah, the body appreciates that. And if you're sitting in a high back chair like I am, grab the back of it and turn that body around as far as you can. Grab a hold of something. Because the body appreciates the movement because you've been asleep all night. No movement. Stop turning over in the bed. I don't think that one counts. So you need to move a little bit this morning. Let's do the same thing on the other side. Yeah, the body appreciates that. Squeezing all that extra stuff out of your organs that don't need to be there. Getting rid of waste material. That's what you do when you squeeze it. You're sending love, light, and energy to the rest of the body as you breathe in. Hold it. And as you breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy throughout the body with the breath. This time as we inhale, take these two fingers, your cutting fingers and your thumb, and I just want you to rub the back of your neck. Just rub and massage. Just like this. This is your neck. Just rub it just like this. Don't look at me. Rub your neck. Breathe in. Ooh, you just sent love, light, more energy down your spinal cord. Oh, to the vagus nerve is in the neck, and the vagus nerve is loving you right now because you're protecting your immune system. See, they won't tell you that when you go to the doctor. I'm just saying. Western medicine won't tell you that. But ancient wisdom will tell you that as you breathe in. Hold it. And exhale, pushing out just a little bit more each time. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as we continue to breathe in. And breathe out. Just feel that loving, warm, calming effect that you feel in the body as you take your fingers and massage the back of your shoulders right there. Can you just touch? You might feel a little tenderness because that's where we hold all of our stress. Most of us do anyway, especially if you're sitting at a desk all day. You feel that you hold that tension because you probably sit up. You're not sitting up straight, and your posture will suffer as a result of it. So all that tension is in your neck, so you want to keep that in mind as you continue to breathe in. And as you breathe out, once more, breathe in. And breathe out. Continue breathing in. Sending love, light, and energy with each part of your breath. Giving thanks for the power of the breath because someone somewhere is not as fortunate as you. They didn't wake up this morning. And if they awakened, they couldn't get up or they couldn't breathe. So just look at the power of the breath. The breath is life. So why not enhance that life with more deep breathing as we inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Now this time, let's take one long, deep inhale deeply. Sending love, light, and energy from the top of the head as we exhale down through the face and the shoulders and the arms. As you stretch the arms like wings and giving thanks as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through our sides, the chest, the solar plexus, and the hips, and the buttocks, and the back, and the thighs, as we rub those glorious thighs and those glorious knees that keep us mobile, moving, and feeling good, even if we don't feel good. We just tell ourselves feel good, because the power of spoken words have wings. So what are we doing with those words? Let's put those words to use as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and the toes. Yes, wiggle those toes. The toes appreciate it, because we very seldom think about the toes. Until we have them on some high heels that hurt our feet. I'm just saying. Inhale deeply. Bringing all that love and light and energy back up through the toes and the ankles and the arches and the top and the bottom of the feet as we inhale deeply. Bringing more love, light, and energy back up through the legs and the knees and the thighs. Feel free to touch any part of your body that is speaking to you, because when it's sending you a signal of some sort that something just may be a little bit off balance, it might feel a little pain, a little throb, or a little nudge, something you need to pay attention to as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, once more breathe in. Sending more love and light and energy back up through the hips, the thighs, the back, as we do the higher learning hip row this morning, as we rotate those hips, because we probably sit a lot all day. You know, sitting is the new smoking, and that is not a good thing. As we breathe in, and as we breathe out, once more, long, deep breath. Inhale deeply. Bringing that breath back up through the solar plexus and the shoulders and the back of the neck, and back up to the top of the head as we give thanks for the power of the breath. We are one of the ones who made it here today, because someone saw fit, one of our ancestors, many of our ancestors saw fit for us to be here and gave their lives so that we can continue the work of the seven principles of Kwanzaa and be a shining light in the chaos and confusion that exist in this world. We give thanks as we breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. And for your last long, deep, inhale deeply. Hold it. And as you exhale, bend your head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the left. That's why you're sitting up straight, so you don't get a crook in your neck. And slowly rotate that head around to the back. Slowly, slowly, slow down. Moving too fast. And slowly bring it around to the front. Head up. Inhale once more. Hold it. And exhale. Bring the head down and around. Rotate the head to the right. And slowly coming to the back. And slowly rotating the head to the left. Slowly, slowly. Slowly, bring the back front, head up, inhale deeply, and exhale, and just marinate in the beauty of that breath and how you feel. I know you feel good, because you can't help but to feel good, because you're breathing. Even if you got a little congestion, get your glass of water, especially if you're sitting at a computer all day. Keep you a glass of water and get up and refill that cup or glass, at least 8 ounces of water. Because whatever is ailing you, you can help flush it out your system. Did you know that? I'm a living experience. There have been days and days that I did not feel well, and I just didn't eat, and I fasted over the Christmas holiday. I am so proud of myself, because it gives the body a chance to rest. We feed it 24/7 food, and it's not food. It's manufactured byproducts that we're eating. We think we're eating food. We've been deceived, honey. We're not eating food. Don't believe me. I went to the store to get an eggplant the other day, and it was $5. I digress. I'm sorry. I just got to talk about food for a minute because food is what sustains us. That's what we've been told. But there's a breatharian. What is it? Ellie Tom? Travels the world and ate anything in, what, 20 years? Lord have mercy. So if he can do it, we can do it one day at a time. That's all we can do. You know, don't look at the big picture. Look at the little picture right here, right now. What we can do with the power of our breath, the power of our energy, the power of our words, the power of our being. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to please anyone. You simply do what's right for you. And sometimes that means saying no to other people. I'm just saying. You want to keep your life on track? Sometimes you just have to say no. Okay? So, that is something that you can try. Any moment that you are stressed out, as you inhale deeply, giving thanks for the I am, giving thanks for the power of the two words, two of the most powerful words on the planet. You know, whatever you put after them, that's what you become. So be sure the words that you use are powerful. I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole and complete. I give thanks for the power of my brain that sends signals to the rest of my body, to my heart, liver, and lungs, and spleen, and spine, and all the systems in my body that are working that I know absolutely nothing about that's just working. Because that's how the Creator created us. We don't have to get up and do anything. We just breathe. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Wow, what a way to start the day. And I hope you start your day that way as well. And I want to be sure that you do something special for yourself, especially if you're celebrating Kwanzaa. Okay? And as you celebrate Kwanzaa, I am going to share with you a promo that I designed that will help you with your stress relief. You have any stress lately? Well, you know, it's a pretty stressful time on the planet right now, and most of us are, how can I say that, most of us are stressed out. So I decided to make a video that will help us help each other. So as we go to a commercial break, I'm going to share that with you. And when we come back, we will be joined by my sisters of the microphone. And we are going to discuss, I got to pull that back. We're going to discuss.
Stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, your mindfulness stress relief coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing. Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the mindfulness stress relief coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
mindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmom
mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words, we'll create a 30-second radio ad, and watch your business increase worldwide.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Monday Morning Mindfulness. It is Monday, December 27th, 2 days after the Christmas holiday, and it is day two of the celebration of Kwanzaa. And today is self-determination. And of the seven principles, today is the second principle. I know Naima will come on and pronounce it right. Kujichagulia. Okay, Naima, come on so you can pronounce that for me. You just have such a way with words, and you just always bring them up. So today we are discussing the celebration of life, transitions, and a different understanding, overstanding. Alrighty now. So what is it that we know about transitions that has us afraid? We have all been taught that death is a bad thing. So why is that? So let us discuss. That theory that there is no life after death. And joining me this morning will be my sister of the microphone, executive producer, Naima Latif. Welcome, my sister. Oh, look at that big, beautiful smile this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Now, you know I was here trying to pronounce the second day of Kwanzaa, the Kuji. Can you? Kujichagulia. Self-determination. Yes. Chagulia. Yeah, I'll let you say it. Chagulia.
Yeah. All these words are in the Swahili language.
Right.
And, of course, one of the things that we were seeking to do as a people in incorporating Kwanzaa was to expand our perception of ourselves beyond just our American experience and look at the global identity and certainly the connection to the motherland. And Kwanzaa itself is a cultural celebration, not so much a religious celebration.
Yes.
But the intention, particularly in 1966 when Ron Karenga first instituted it, it was to get us emotionally disconnected from the extreme manipulation of the commercialization of Christmas, and to focus our energy and our finances on a way that would be community building. So all of these principles deal with some aspect of community building so that we can think collectively, we can work collectively, and we can begin to address and correct some of the problems that had arisen in so many of our communities across the nation.
Mm-hmm. And it is because of Dr. Karenga that we have this celebration because we are in a country, even though we were born here, this is not our culture. We
right.
adapted to this culture because right. we were born here, raised here, brought here back in the day, so our ancestors, so we're just following tradition, but we made a new tradition. How about that?
Yeah, we have the power to create.
Yes.
That's what the principal Kumba is about, creativity, creating, and not believing how to just follow what somebody else does.
Thank you.
So, you know, as you speak of even the power to create and the traditions that we have adopted having to do with an absence of appreciation of ourselves as eternal beings, even that's something that was adopted. Because, you know, our people, we understood that life continues, and that's why in many of our ceremonies we would refer to the ancestors, because they're still among us. They just transitioned to another dimension. So even a lot of our ceremonies having to do with pouring libations and invoking the ancestors, a lot of Europeans didn't understand that. All that ancestor worship, all those pagans, they didn't understand that we understood that life is eternal. And so those who have gone before us are still among us, still looking over us, still wanting the best for us, and still communicating with us. So since we knew that, we included them in the ceremonies that we put together that honored our lives and honored our ancestors and honored those who are yet to be born, because we understand it's a continuum of life. And so this is something in terms of our belief about life and the afterlife that we need to reclaim and re-understand, so that we won't have this extreme fear about something that really doesn't exist, such as death. Death does not exist. And we are being afraid of something that is an illusion that we have adopted from someone else's cultural belief.
We have adopted someone else's cultural belief, not our own. It's what we've been taught. And at some point in time, we have to say to ourselves, is this really who I am? Is this me? Is this my life? Is this my family? Is this my inheritance? Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Why am I accepting this identity put upon me by someone else? Why am I accepting it?
That's why when I first discovered that New Orleans, I love the way they celebrate homegoings. They party.
Yeah.
They walk down the street with the casket.
Yeah.
They have a celebration. So they have a different overstanding of what life and life after is all about.
Life and life after life. And like Gianna was talking about the other day, a graduation. You know, when you go to someone's graduation, hey, you're celebrating. They reached a milestone in their development, and they're going on to the next higher level. So you're happy for them. You're celebrating. You're congratulating them. They completed their course. That's what this life is all about. You're completing your course. So in order for you to get to the next step, you need to complete the course. I mean, you know, they're not going to let you enroll in high school in your junior year.
Ooh.
And you haven't taken your SAT test and
right.
all that. So you have to finish your course, and then when you have graduated, then you can enroll in the next level.
Yeah. But
So I think if we look at, did I say high school? College.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't enroll in college until you finish your junior year, high school, finish all the things, and then graduate in your senior year. So this is how our lives are designed here on Earth. This is a school. And we're here to complete a certain course of learning. Now, what we don't always understand is that everybody's class load is different. Everybody's not taking the same classes. Just like, you know, when you... Of course, when you're in grammar school, everybody's doing the same thing pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But in high school, you pick the courses that you want. And everybody's not on the same schedule. Maybe you might have some of your friends that started at second period, some started third period, and some that are taking music, some that were taking ROTC. But everybody had signed up for the the courses they wanted to take.
Mm-hmm.
And so you complete your course that you signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way on earth. You see somebody's life and you think, oh, they need to be doing what I'm doing. No, they don't.
No, they don't. No.
That's their course. That those are their classes that they chose. We all choose the experience we need to have for our development before we're born. And so whatever we're going through, whatever challenges we're facing, they're for the growth of our consciousness. It's the identity of who we really are, the person that we really are, above and beyond this body or a point of consciousness. And so that's what existed before and after you became embodied in this encasing. That's what will exist when you leave, because that's who you really are. That's you. And so you want to develop yourself by having these various experiences inside a body in the earth school. You want to experience certain emotions, whether it's how to address loss and grief, how to address injury to your physical self, how to address rejection, how to address betrayal. How to address having abundance of wealth, how to address having poverty, how to address being mistreated, how to address not having enough love in your life where you don't learn how to treat others, how to address all these things that you want to learn how to master, these conditions that you chose. You chose these classes to have because you wanted to experience the emotions. You wanted to experience the state of being. And the ultimate goal is to learn how to master these experiences and still have unconditional love for those people whose lives you encounter.
Mm.
That's the goal. Just like when you choose a course, you're not choosing to go in there and you're going to take a music class and plan to flunk it or get a D. You're going to plan to master that. If you take an art class, you plan to master that. If you take a geometry class, you plan to master that. So on the Earth School, if you plan to take a course in living in a state of conflict with the people who you were born to because they're fighting, and yet out of that experience, you are supposed to learn how to love, that's the course that you took. How to learn how to love and be in a loving relationship after having been raised by parents who were hateful toward each other.
Ooh. Ooh. That's a major overcoming. Ooh. Somebody had something to say, too. Let's go to the switchboard. We're going to get back to that. 779-801. You are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Greetings. This is Maika Kuchijakalia. I mean, Abaragani.
Thank you, my sister. Thank you so much for calling this morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Kuchicha Abaragani.
Yes.
Emoja.
No, the response is Kuchijakalia. This is the second day of Kwanzaa. Kuchijakalia. Kuchijakalia.
Yeah.
Self-determination. So when somebody asks you Abaragani, it's like, what's the word? What's going on? And you say, what's going on is the principle of Kwanzaa, self-determination. You just say, Kuchijakalia that day. Yeah, so I wanted to, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, you need to respond anyway.
When I first came on this morning, instead of doing the reading from a book, I decided to share the seven principles, which I posted on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And I spoke on it for a few minutes there and sharing with our viewing and listening audience what they were and how they came to be. And Naima just came on and she just reiterated that too. So, and then you come on and reinforce it. So we are very grateful that you are with us here this morning.
No, thank you. Okay, well, I was just saying in terms of learning and being aware and conscious of how that works. Somebody says to you, Abaragani, you respond with the principle of the day.
Abaragani, and then, of course, the word of the day is Kuchijakalia.
Okay.
It's just like somebody say, As-salamu alaykum. There's a response to As-salamu alaykum. It's walaykum as-salam. It's like
yes.
that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So, Zelda, I heard you say a little bit earlier as I was listening in that this is not that Christmas and all that is not our culture.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I disagree with you. I disagree with you on that.
It's not our culture?
Everything, it is our culture. And
okay.
we need to incorporate it in.
Well,
we need to incorporate Christmas and all of these other holidays into our world. We just need to reframe them. Reframe them with another meaning. Like how about rather than 7 days of Kwanzaa, we do 8 days of Kwanzaa and we include Christmas and that's the day of love. And then we come up with the Swahili word for love. Because there's an energy that takes place on these holidays. There's a high energy. And we should not disconnect from that. This is my belief. We shouldn't disconnect from that. We should find a way to be within that energy flow. Take advantage of it. Like as an early mother who did not celebrate Christmas and stuff, it was kind of damaging to my children because they were going to school and everybody's talking about Christmas, going to other things. Everybody's talking about Christmas. What'd you get after Christmas? My children didn't get anything because we didn't celebrate Christmas. Well, they felt left out. And so there was kind of a rebellion that took place. And as they became adults, they went straight to that holiday. So if I had reframed it and made it a part of our life in such a way that they could get some meaning out of it, like a principle, then they would have been in the flow of that energy also and didn't have to resist it, go against it as children, which caused them to not like themselves and what I was teaching.
Wow.
I'm saying that it is a part of our culture. I'm going to present an idea that most of us resist. Have you ever looked at a pure African? You know how they look? They have hard features.
Yes.
That's the thing. You don't have that, which means then you were integrated with another, for lack of a better word, with another race, and that's the European race. We all of us African Americans have European blood in us, so that makes it a part of our culture. We have to embrace our European ancestors. We have ancestors who are European. Now, if we don't take serious that, then the karma that we get from them, because we don't know what they did. They may have raped our great-great-grandmother. They may have killed our great-great-grandfather. You know, that's our karma. That's in our karmic line. In other words, when I do past life regressions on people, people go back, and they are Europeans. That's within their life stream.
Ooh.
So if we don't embrace that which is us, we're not embracing all that we are. And I think that's one of the downfalls of African-American people in America because we like to shun our European ancestry. But those are our ancestors still, whether you shun them or not.
Ooh.
And they have an influence on us. And we can call on them for help when we're dealing with European problems. We don't have that if you didn't dismiss them and you're not a part of their DNA life stream, but you are.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Like a son saying, I don't like my mother, you know, and so he doesn't embrace his mother. Well, his mother's life stream is his life stream, so he doesn't have the benefit of that. And he can't like himself because he don't like all that went into him becoming who he is. Or she becoming who she is. We have to embrace everything that is a part of us to be whole. We can't be pushing this off because we don't like those people or that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear. Wow. Thank you,
yeah.
Mike. That's what I love about the solution. I'm just a vehicle. I realize I come here to learn just like everybody else. So I want to thank you, Maika, so very much for breaking it down, because I just never looked at it like that. That's a whole new understanding for me. It is 8 o'clock. It is time for our next commercial break. So you all just stay close, and we will be right back, okay?
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Here on the Female Solution, as you can see from the screen, those are some of our sisters of the microphone. And in the lower left-hand corner, right there, there's Maika. So thank you, Maika, for joining us this morning, as well as our other sister of the microphone, and that would be Viata. Viata, Viata. There she is in all her pretty purple this morning with all that sunshine in the background, looking all happy this morning. Hey, lady. Hello, my sister. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom,
man,
rising. It is 60-some degrees, so I'm, like, really feeling the cold this morning.
You call that cold?
Yeah. You should just want to throw that in our face. That's all.
Is that what that is? Come
you're
on.
You're sitting in 30-degree weather.
It's going to be 51
well,
today.
Florida welcomes you anytime. We love our Chicago, our sisters. Come on down.
Okay, yeah, well, it's almost time again for the Women of Wonder Awards.
That's
it's like
right.
3 months. We had it last year,
Florida.
I'll drink to that. I'm having my hot tea this morning. I almost said hot toddy, but hot
it's
toddy.
One of those mornings.
Yeah, buddy. We've got Maika on the line with us, too, and we're discussing celebration of life, transitions, and a different overstanding, because before we went to break, we were talking about a lot of different things. Ancestry to be one of them, and celebrating the holidays and days in which we have been conditioned to celebrate. But I love the way Maika broke it down. I never looked at it like that. Like Christmas is like, it is a force of energy, because the energy does change. People are much nicer during the holidays. So I guess it is a good kickoff to the seven principles of Kwanzaa. And today being the second day, you saying something, Naima?
I was just going to point out something that Maika said that I think would be really transformative in our thinking. When she spoke about some of her work in doing past life regressions and the fact that we are eternal beings and we have many lives. This was an understanding in the Christian religion before it was altered by a council of men who just decided to take certain parts out because they wanted to disempower people. But if you understood that you have literally been everything on every continent, you've been every race, every gender, but you've been all of these things, then that would remove all racism from your heart of attacking anybody, because you used to be them. And you understand the very people that you're attacking for oppressing you, you might have been the oppressor the last time around that you were incarnated. So having this belief would free us from so much of our fear of that inevitable transition out of the body, because you understand we're just here having life experiences to grow. And we have been all of these things and all of these traditions that we are celebrating. Well, they were a part of our own history at some point. So for those people who understand that a lot of the things and you know, Santa Claus and all of that came out of the Swedish and the Dutch and all of that, well, you know, then it was used to be those people. So the thing is, as you've been saying, is to have the spirit of the celebration, which is supposed to be love. Now, if we can all agree on that, then we can make it be a positive thing. And that's really what our goal for being on the earth is in the first place, to learn how to love. That's the whole thing. You're here on the earth.
So what's the principle for today's Kwanzaa? I forget. Kuji Chagulia, which means self-determination. That means you define yourself. You don't let people tell you who you are or what you can be or how hard you can climb. You don't let other people define you. You define yourself. And that's the empowering thing about these principles, is to get us to stop thinking we have to be told what to do and only be what other people say we can be. So Kuji Chagulia is a very powerful principle, and that it's the beginning of everything. First one, of course, yesterday's unity. Think in terms of a collective. We're one whole human family. But then when it comes to who you are as an individual, you have that right to choose and select and define yourself. And nobody can tell you what you can do.
Amen. Say that.
Thank you, Naima. Yes, go ahead, Brianna.
Us here right now, promoting self-determination, and yet each of us come from very different backgrounds, but we can still unify in that going into this new year, new paradigm. I think Naima and Bill, that's our promotion, our agenda for the Female Solution, is to help people understand past lives, because we all come from these religious backgrounds where we didn't even learn that. But now self-determination is all about realizing we did have past lives, we were other races, and so now we can determine to go forward together and promote what you just talked about, that we all have been in this life, in another lifetime, and that now we can have different perspectives and promote a different paradigm for this new earth, because I really feel like it's going to be so powerful in the next year for us to change the paradigms we've been in and look in a new dimension of what this earth should be about. And so that's it's the three of us starting this conversation about what's ourselves going to look like, what's our community going to look like, what's this show going to, the Female Solution going to look like going forward, promoting what we believe is past lives, not, you know, victim-mindedness, not blaming other people, because those are the low-energy thoughts and belief systems that we got to come out of. No more victim-minded and no more blaming everybody, but really empowering ourselves and this platform to teach and help others come into this new perspective of who we are. That's so exciting to me about this new year, what we can do to help others come out of their sickness and their racism and all the other issues that have kept us really weak and under the control of this sick government. So I'm excited about 2022.
I'd like to comment, and I thank you for incorporating what I'm saying into an understanding, Naeem. I really appreciate that. That's an act of intelligence, and I love intelligent people. I just love intelligent people.
See that?
Because you're so intelligent and beautiful and charming and all those wonderful things we love about you.
And knowledge just gives it from a different perspective. I love that.
Right, because, you know, when we do a paradigm shift, sometimes people, it's difficult for people to make that shift. But I see that you're not, and I appreciate that. But in relationship to our DNA and the European blood, that's DNA that's flowing through us, there's a saying, you can't control what you don't know. Okay? So if you're blocking some part of you, and you're not knowing that part of you, because it says, above all else, get thee an understanding, and know thyself becomes the greatest law. So if you don't know yourself in totality as spirit, mind, emotion, and body, as a result, there's aspects that you can't control that'll get away from you. So if this European energy is in you, in your DNA, and you don't know it, you don't accept it, you don't acknowledge it, then as a result, it'll get away with you. When you're dealing with them, you're not able to know their minds because that ability to know their minds is not operating in you. So now you're seeing them as something outside of you. But we're all one. That's where the unity principle comes in. And so you find a way to understand and incorporate everything into your being, everything that came into making you who you are. Now you can control those aspects of you from within. And that's what's so important. The other thing that's important about Kwanzaa is that Kwanzaa introduces to African-American people principles. Above all else, principles are the building blocks of life. Principles is that which is nothing, takes nothing and makes it into something. Like even in religion, all of the leaders of the major religions advocated principles, love, truth, peace, justice, know thyself. These are all principles, okay? And they didn't have a problem. They weren't at odds with each other about these principles. It's the followers who came up and created the religion because they weren't able to arrive at the principles within themselves. But they could exemplify the principle of love, the principle of peace, you know, of love your neighbor as you love yourself. These are principles. So if the churchmen and women knew, understood principles, then when, say, religion was taken out of the schools, they would have inserted principles. Okay, let's teach our children principles. What the children don't have now is principles to live with. So Karenga did a great thing in bringing principles to the mindset of African-American people because we were just religious. But we have to go beyond religion to principles. Principles are the foundation blocks of all religions, wherever you go, and they are not at odds.
All right. See, they are not at odds at all. Wow.
You know, it's not just for African American people.
No.
I hear you, Maika. Thank you for your wisdom.
Mm.
I have lots of friends who just
unfortunately, she's breaking up.
Yeah.
I guess maybe she'll come back out and come back in.
What she said is not just for African-American people. You know, when I say African-American people, I'm speaking from my own presence. Of course.
I'm everybody.
Naima and Zelda doing earlier, listening to what I said overstanding, validating, and engaging with me in relationship to what I said. That was love.
Yes.
Yes, that's what you're talking about. And when you're dealing with the principles of Kwanzaa, or principles, period, you do have to define what you're talking about. That's the whole thing. What do we mean by self-determination? You know, determining that we are going to embrace all that is a part of us, wherever it is, no matter what it is, it's a part of us. Another thing, and I agree with you about EFT, some people can't even say I love and totally accept myself. They trip over the word. And then
and
you say, I just,
experience
and just I accept myself, you know, and that's it. Yeah, so people do that. That's true. They don't love themselves. So many people don't. They haven't even begun the process of accepting themselves.
To love ourselves.
Ahead,
that's hard to do. When everything you see around you says that you're not good enough, you don't look the part, you don't live the part. Yeah, you got to earn the love. That's not real love. That's conditional love.
Right.
Exactly.
Love is not love.
No, that's not love. You wanted you wanted to comment, Naima?
Well, what Diana was saying about validation, I think that is an important thing because we have been conditioned to think that if a person doesn't agree with us, then what they think is invalid, or if they're different from us, then what they are is invalid. Love is accepting people for what they are and what they choose to be. I mean, that's all part of your self-determination, the right to choose what you want to be and how you want to define yourself, what you want to think, what you want to wear, how you want to look, how you want to speak. You have a right to be who you are. I don't have a right to tell you, you need to tweak it, you need to fix that, you need to be more like me. No, you need to be who you've chosen to be and become your best self. So us allowing people to be who they are and loving them even though they're different, that validates their right to their self-determination. And this is something we have to do if we've been taught that only one thing is acceptable, or only one way of thinking is acceptable, or one way of being is acceptable, and anybody who differs from that needs to be treated badly. We've been taught that and often experienced that, and that's how come we haven't learned how to love unconditionally, because we've been loved conditionally. We'll love you if you conform to what we want, instead of we love you because you exist. That's real love.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm celebrating, Zelda, your topic, the death of criticism within myself, because I had a conversation on Christmas with a young lady who said, well, I just can't be compassionate or empathetic with these people who take the jab anymore. I just can't tolerate them. I said, you know what, sister? You don't have to. You need to have acceptance. You don't have to have empathy, compassion. You need to just accept. And I'm celebrating that I can even say that because, you know, this whole year has been about, well, you can't do that, and I'm disappointed that you're doing that, and criticizing them for making that decision. And it's like, who's getting frustrated? Not them, but
okay.
Me. It's like, why did you do that? And then finally coming to a piece about acceptance. And Naima, you've been really good about that. But some of us need to get into that place of acceptance so we're not frustrated about people's choices and say, well, you don't have to empathize with them. You don't have to be compassionate. You just have to accept their choice.
That's really what it all is about. And this year is going to really be the challenge for us to accept the different decisions that people make. The people who have chosen to do it are feeling pressure to pressure other people to do it. The people who are vehemently choosing not to do it are feeling like they and you talk about, must condemn those who've chosen. Our goal and our push for peace is to get people to accept the decisions that other people are making about their own body, because it is your body, your choice. And we're understanding now, it's kind of been obvious, that whether you take the jab or don't, you can still get the virus. It's not an immunity. What it does, and people are saying, well, you'll suffer less if you get it. Well, there are those who feel like they've raised their vibration high enough where they are immune, so they've decided, I'm going to make the choice to deal with my natural immunity that I believe I have created within myself. That's just choice. So we have to respect each other's choices. And that's really a big lesson for people, especially because so much of this is involving the fear of death.
Yes, yes.
So if people are feeling like something that you choose to do is going to possibly cause me to die, that's where all of that pressure is coming from. Well, if you get it, I might get a new, then I'll die.
Yep.
Instead of understanding that you chose your time of departure before you incarnate. You made a plan on when you were going to finish your course, and you might have given yourself several exit points. But the biggest thing in changing our thinking about life's transition out of this body is to help people understand that if this is the time that you have chosen, then this coronavirus is simply an opportunity for your soul to exit as you already had planned. There are no...
And we can celebrate small death. We can celebrate death of a belief system that's no longer serving us. If nothing else, this whole year, we should all be thinking about what isn't serving me anymore. What belief? My criticism wasn't serving me anymore. I'm like, I got to get rid of this criticism. I got to get rid of this judging. Because it wasn't serving me. People weren't responding to that. They weren't changing to that. So it became the self-determination for me has become, what do I need to change? What do I determine and build in and name it? What do I need to have a death of? And then celebrate. So maybe not thinking of this body dying and people leaving their bodies so much, but the death of ideas, the death of belief systems first.
Yes, yes.
And then the celebration of that, and then maybe we can have conversations about the death of the body and all that, but I think it really starts with the belief system dying that no longer is giving life even to me or other people. So that's what I was thinking about as you were talking, is then let's just start with the little deaths that we need to celebrate.
Yes.
And move from there. Because people are not going to always be ready to say goodbye to their auntie, grandma, and all that. But, hey, how about your belief system that caused you to be in the hospital today?
Right.
And think about why you're in this hospital. Because hospitals are not there to save our lives anymore. They're there to administer their drugs and make money. Hello, people. Make money. So how about the death of thinking that you should go to a hospital to get help and be taken care of when you might be better off just going out and sitting next to a tree and meditating? That kind of death, to me, is what we need to celebrate if we're moving in that direction.
You are absolutely right, right on target. We have a tendency to just go along with whatever the general consensus is. It takes commitment and courage to move beyond what the general consensus is. If you just joined the conversation this morning, I am joined by my sisters of the microphone. What are they talking about, Jill? They're talking about a celebration of life, transitions, and a different understanding. As Baba Kwame Sunhorse would say, an overstanding. We stand on top of the knowledge that we have been given. We are not under anything. Only if we choose to be. Now, if we choose to be there, then we're going to stay there. But when you're trying to get outside of that type of mindset, that takes work. And most of us are not really willing to do the work. Most of us are willing to put in extra time on the job because that's how we earn extra money. But author Jim Rohn, I met about 20 years ago, said you put more time on your job and you'll earn income. But if you spend more time developing yourself, you tend to make a fortune. Why is that not an everyday mantra? Because there is power in keeping the forces divided. If we are divided, they conquer. If we're together, they can't conquer. So let's keep them on the same thing, talking about the same thing, doing whatever they've been doing, as opposed to vax and the non-vax, and That's how things continue to be.
And if you break down L-O-V-E, the O is overstanding what
yes.
you're talking about.
Yes.
It's taking a higher perspective on this life we're in. It's taken us to the level of the Creator and looking down and saying, well, what's the bigger picture here when I'm practicing L-O-V-E? I want to be overstanding, not trying to feel, being confused, why is this happening, but taking a bigger picture of what this whole situation is about when I'm practicing love. I mean, it should be an action word, right? Not just I feel love. As you know, too many young people, I'm in love. What the hell does that mean? So at our age, we know that doesn't mean anything. What do you mean you're in love? What does that mean? Are you ready to make sacrifices? Are you ready to listen more and not be selfish? You know, all that love business as a youth, as a child, we could break it down for people like you're putting listen, overstanding, validation, and engaging. That's where we got to go.
Yes, and we've got to go right now to a commercial break, so you stay close, and we will be right back here with my sister talking about celebration of life transitions and a different overstanding. So stay close. Text somebody. Tell them we got one more half an hour together, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts. On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face-to-face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com. for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Global radio TV show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda B. Tuesday, self-care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesday, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursday, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Friday, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturday, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays
7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Biata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. Oh, my goodness, there's Deborah. How did I not miss that? I have to remind myself to look down here. Lord have mercy. How long
has
I...
Heat up any room in under 2 minutes with this affordable heater.
Okay, how long has she been here waiting? Deborah?
Sick of Scott.
Hi, Deborah.
Shalom, sister.
Rabar Ghani.
Here. I've been over here celebrating and in Amen Corner for the last half session. I just agree with everything you all have to say, including you, Maika. Hello. I'm so glad
Thank
to
you,
be here.
Thank you, Rabar Ghani, dear.
Okay.
Poochie Takalia.
Able to join the conversation. You know, I had a question, idea. Are not the Ten Commandments also principles of life and not necessarily religious?
Mm.
Yes, they are principles. Principles.
How
yes,
you've been listening to them or interpreting. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yes, but we've had preachers telling us how to interpret those for the most part, or we just totally ignored them, or. That, you know, that's a good point, Deborah. Somebody should break down the Ten Commandments in a modern way to make them principles. Yeah, yes. Because they are.
It's interesting. I was thinking about that the last 3 days, the Ten Commandments, in terms of, you know, like we get an invitation to come to Earth as souls, and we're given certain rules that we should follow to make it a blessing for us, and we can't even acknowledge and follow the rules. You can't love your mother and father, you know, so that your days will be long. You shorten your days because you have this animosity and what have you towards your parents, or you want to steal, or you want to, you know, these. You want to break the commandments, the rules for being on earth. So you're not. That's like you inviting somebody in your house and you say, take off your shoes, and they just. They ignore that and just walk around on the carpet and everything with their shoes on. Well, that's not going to be good for you.
Right.
You're disrespecting the rules. So, yeah, they are principles. They are principles that were given to us to observe when we came to Earth. That's what it's about. Because in freedom, within freedom, there's this thing called, another principle called responsibility, the ability to respond to what is. And many of us have not learned how to respond to what is. And just like choices, we use the word choices. So many of us don't know how to make choices. Choices is based on knowledge and understanding. You have to, like just like women in terms of the choice to have an abortion, that's not a choice. An abortion is not a choice. That's a reaction to a failure to plan. That's what that is. A reaction to a failure to plan. A choice is deliberate and intentional. When I have sex with this person, do I want this person to be the parent of my child? Yes, no, no. If you say no, then you know you're supposed to use some type of protection or something. That's intentional. That's a choice.
I have a question, Maika. Again, I binged on The Chi. I know everybody else through watching it, but, you know, I'm a little late when it comes to these things. And speaking of pregnancy, the young lady at the very end of the show got pregnant by a man who kidnapped her, and she kept first she gave the child away, and then she kept it. So there's no spoiler alert. Of course, that
What show is this again?
This was The Chi.
LaDonna
Yeah, my girl LaDonna Tittle in the middle. Yeah, she was in it. She got killed in episode 3, I think it was. But the point I'm trying to make is, that she gave the child away and then came back and got the child back. because she felt some kind of way about giving up that child, even though it was a child of a man of incest.
Wow.
Yeah, that kind of blew me away. I was like, wow, she's going to actually keep the child? And she named the child, I get it. She named the child after the man who saved her from the man who impregnated her.
That's a
whole lot of deep. I was not.
There are women who have chosen to keep the child, even though the impregnation was a horrible experience.
Yes, I know.
It would be a positive thing that comes out of that horrible experience.
Yes,
that's each woman's own decision. You know, because it
is. That's a good example of overstanding, as we were talking
about.
Yeah, buddy. She has a higher perspective on the purpose of that child.
Yes.
Who saved that child.
Yes.
Who really planted the seed. All that is overstanding.
Yes.
Not that child who came out in at birth.
Right.
There was a plan involved in that soul coming in. So that's overstanding for sure. And I was thinking also about the commandment, thou shalt not kill. We were talking about this on Christmas Day, how this woman has this real strong relationship with her animals. She's got her animals sleeping with her, and I'm like, really? And she said, well, I can't stand it when people kill animals and blah, blah, blah. They make it hurt, make me sad, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, they're killing billions of animals and eating them every year.
And you're eating them.
So we have this idea that killing is something that's so bad when it comes to animals, but they're killing people, they're killing animals, they're eating it. So that principle alone, Deborah, could be explored to say, why aren't we keeping that principle, thou shalt not kill? We kill it in so many ways, so many levels, that I think the energy of thou shalt not kill is gone. It's gone. It's gone from their minds, and they're not even thinking about do not kill your with your words. Don't take a gun. We have totally left, and that's probably why we're in this chaos. That's probably part of the reason we're in this chaos right now, whether it's in Chicago with all the killing, because we have no respect or reverence for that principle, thou shalt not kill.
Mm.
Right. Not paying attention at all.
Mm-mm.
And that's another one, respect. We do not respect. We don't know respect. We don't understand respect.
I would say that when you see someone who has developed without respect, it's because they were not respected.
Mm.
And we teach by example. So if you have raised a child with a lot of verbal abuse and insult and fear of physical pain, you're hitting them all the time, and you're disregarding what they think or what they feel or what they have to say, then you've taught them that they are not worthy of respect, and so therefore they're going to treat others as if they are not worthy of respect.
Mm-hmm.
We teach by what we do. And
generation.
And it continues on for generations. So you have to break that cycle. Many of us who were raised in environments where it was thought correct parenting to belittle your child, or correct parenting to always keep them in a state of fear of punishment. We believe that because that's how we were raised,
okay,
and then their parents were raised, who raised our parents, and then their parents, who raised their parents, believe the same thing. And it creates a person who is full of anger and looks for someone else to inflict the pain on that was inflicted on them. So if we want to stop that cycle, we have to stop that belief that you're going to create a peaceful person by keeping them in a state of fear of punishment. That doesn't work. Only love works. And when we learn that, then we'll use that. And what is love? Learning, overstanding, validating, engaging. So when we do that, then we're going to create a different kind of human being. They're going to be someone who's loving, someone who's kind and compassionate, because that's what was given to them. We don't understand why we're experiencing all of this suffering coming from young people. It's because this is what we gave them. They're just giving it back to us.
And giving love does not mean giving tangible items to satisfy.
No.
They go from one extremity to the other, trying to compensate what a person who was raised missed out on. Now you're trying to compensate and give and give and give. And the assumption for life is someone owes you something. And
that's what happens.
So you got to have that balance. You've got to live that balance.
Right.
And understand.
Absolutely.
So, change. We change. Open for change and understanding.
And all by getting get understanding right now, we're going to get a call right here, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we go to the phone lines. Area code 773-263. You are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hey, you're live on the Female Solution. Hi, who's this? Okay, then we're going to have to come back to that call because they're busy doing whatever it is that they're doing. We are
I'd like to say something.
Go ahead.
In terms of what Naima was saying about, you know, we got to get away from this cycle of abuse and punishment. One of the things I've studied and came to an understanding of is that, you know, as a parliamentarian, you make a motion and then there's a second to the motion. In these families where there's only one person who is a parent, like a mother, she doesn't get a second to her motion, then she has to carry out her motion with violence. Because there's no balance in terms of the male-female aspect in the child's life. You have to have someone who can second your motion. You can't go out. You need another parent to say, did you hear your mother say you can't go out? So leave that alone. We're going to go to something else. Doing that you're going to be in the house now. You know, you have, that's like a law in and of itself or a principle in terms of things coming into being.
Yes.
Second to your emotion, otherwise you're going to become violent with your child and want to punish them. I know some parents who are not violent. They won't whoop their children, but they're always throwing punishment. You're not going to be able to do this, and you're not going to be able to do that. It's the same thing. Another form of violence, punishment.
Yeah.
Well, you know what that reminds me of, on the other hand, that I was listening to Ben Carson, the neurosurgeon. I was listening to an interview he did recently. He was talking about his single parent, his mother, who was a single parent. I think her second came from the Creator because she was a strong believer in the Word and reading. And Ben Carson, even though he and his brother were raised with a mom, a single parent, he developed a love for reading. That's how he became a neurosurgeon, he said. He loved to read, and he did poorly in school. They embarrassed him. They bullied him. But when he finally did something, he was reading a lot, and he was able to answer a question that nobody else could answer. Everybody respected him. So I think when you do have a single parent, they can turn that around by pointing their child to something really positive that they love to do. And in his case, it was reading. And look what happened to him. He became a neurosurgeon. He worked in the White House. And today he's teaching and writing books about his experience. So I agree that on the one hand, if we don't have a second motion to what we're training our children, then you better be directing that child to something they love to do so they can overcome whatever deficiencies that they have grown up with.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. Yes, absolutely.
And we have not a caller, but a comment. Tawana, am I pronouncing that right?
Tawania.
She says some people have not been taught. I agree with you, Tawania. Most people have not been taught.
Right. Yeah.
Because they haven't been taught. How are you going to teach something you don't know?
Right.
No, that's the problem.
You can't lead where you don't go. So I think a lot of times we get angry at young people's behavior because we assume they should know. But they don't know because they haven't been taught. And, you know,
plague is saying you got, you don't know how to deal with conflict resolution. You got to see those things in action. So that's one of the challenges. If you're a single parent raising children, as it said, it takes a village to raise a child. You need more than just yourself. You need other adults who validate what you're teaching, the principles that you're instilling, and can demonstrate to your children how adults interact with each other. Because they need to know. And if they don't know, it's because they haven't been taught.
Right. And you know, the children these days, we got to listen to them. We got to practice the L-O-V-E with children of all ages. I'm amazed at when I listen to my grandchildren, what I learned about their little soul. Because they're telling me something I don't know about their experience right now at 5 or 7 or whatever. Practicing that love with the children is just as important. Listening first to what they're saying.
And I like this village that we have here, Female Solutions. If you haven't been taught or you're having challenges with understanding, come here. Your answers may be here.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may put you on the path of research to follow that even further for yourself. This is not the only place, but this is a good start or a good help lift for you in your lifelong education.
Absolutely.
If you don't know at this time, it's okay. You can learn,
yep.
And you can change,
yes.
and be that star in your group of change. You know, that's what we're here for. That's what we're about.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. We got other people who want to share too. Let's go take a quick phone call before the show closes. 773-972, you are live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name and where you're calling from, and what's your comment as it relates to the transition of life, transitions, and a different overstanding? Well, it says understanding, but overstanding, now that you know. Hi, who's this?
This is Miss Pat.
Hey, is that Miss Pat Liz?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Pat, how you doing, lady?
I'm doing fine, and I agree wholeheartedly. The only way children can learn is through their parents. The parents are the ones who have got to show them the way and explain to them the ways of life. And exactly as they are growing, you do have to listen to them because they are just little people, little grown-ups, and they have a thought also.
I am so glad you said that, Pat Liz, because after watching this movie, this marathon I was on this weekend, I saw something I have not seen before, how young people are growing up as adults, and they are still teenagers. They are being given adult responsibilities when they should be experiencing joy in being a teen.
Excuse me, let me cut in just a little bit just to tell you how my daughter who teaches asked the student, why are you not in class? He had to stay home and take care of his baby sister or brother so that his mom could go to work and to provide for them. And Manchin does not want to give he doesn't want to give them any money to help him.
Wow. Now if that is not an adult responsibility, I don't know what is. You hit the nail
on
the
head. I'm telling you.
Because that's exactly what I learned this weekend. And there's a lot of that. That is not just a one or two. That is happening worldwide as we speak. So
yeah.
You are right on target. Thank you so much for that comment, Liz. Did you want to?
You're quite welcome. I'm signing off now. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow, that was powerful. Thank you, Pat.
All right.
Pat is my bid whiz buddy. We sometimes play cards tomorrow. I will see y'all tomorrow morning. Yeah, so you don't want to.
Not sometimes. No. All the time.
All the time.
Every Tuesday. Not sometimes. Every Tuesday.
every Tuesday. So if you don't want your feelings hurt, don't call me on Tuesday because ain't nothing happening. That's my time. That's my me time. I hurt a lot of feelings on Tuesday. I'm sorry. I don't answer the phone because my phone is being used as a DJ. You know I'm DJ Z of the game.
Okay,
somebody
I'm
named me that, that
I'm
handle.
For real this time. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Pam. We appreciate you, baby. That's my time because I don't go out to the club. I don't do any of that. I don't do that. So I get my joy from playing cards, and I need to tell y'all, and I do spank some booty. That's what we call it. We spank some booty. So when I'm walking out the door in the morning and I see the little kids downstairs, and, hey, Miss Zelda, I said, yeah, you off to the rink today? I said, yeah, baby, I'm going to spank some booty. I'll tell y'all about it when I come back. And one of the people heard me, and they didn't know what that meant, spank some booty. Like, she going to beat somebody up? Explain it to them. It'll come to them. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. 773-213. You're live on the Female Solution. Hi, who's this? And
what
are you
calling? Hi, Zelda. Hi, this is Rhonda from Chicago. I just wanted to call in. I so enjoy all of the speakers today, but I just wanted to share something that I always use when I do parent workshops, and it's Maya Angelou's quote, and she says, your parents did the best they could with what they knew. When they knew better, they did better. And I would always change that and say, when they knew better, hopefully they did better, because I think that should be addressed. I mean, you know, they do the best they can, and you all have already addressed that, but just the idea of we have so many parents out here who just don't know any better, and they won't look for the resources, or they won't, you know, get on YouTube. I tell parents all the time, you can find anything that you want to learn about, and your kids could learn by going to YouTube or going to Google and finding anything. So there's no reason at all for us to continue to stay in the same box of this is all I got, this is all I know, this is how I was raised, this is how I'm raising. No, step out and learn to do better. And so how do we get that across? Maybe someone could answer that. How do we really get that across to parents that you got to, like, show your kids that you're doing better? You got to show them that you're reading. You have to show your kids that you're watching educational things or things of that sort so that they can see. They are an example of what you have been putting in them. So I don't know if anyone wanted to answer something to that.
I'd like to speak to that. Scholarship does not begin in the building called a school. It begins in the home. Learning begins in the home, and the love of learning begins in the home.
Love it.
And it is true. The parents have to exemplify that. They have to model the love of learning, books, research. That's important.
Right.
That's what's not going on.
Adults, and we realize what Rhonda just said, we got to practice forgiveness.
Yes,
because a lot of people hold unforgiveness toward their imperfect parents. Because they didn't do the best they could. They didn't know what to do. So like Rhonda said, you know, they didn't. They
listen to the
children
end of our show today. You can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
I agree.
Leave your comments about today's show.
First of all, if yourself, don't forgive anybody else. And if you did the best you could with what you had, if you knew better, right. If you knew better, you do better. So now, know better.
You have to incorporate within the whole act of forgiveness is compassion and empathy. Those are usually not even spoken of. But when you forgive somebody, you have compassion for them, and you empathize with them in relationship to understanding why they did what they did. That's really important.
Right. You are absolutely right. All of my guests and my guests, take my sisters of the microphone this morning, as you hear, I should say, the show coming to
friends.
And we're all going to
Spain. Gracias.
Together.
Gracias. Egypt. Shukran.
Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jeret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Ready.
So you be sure and share that and remind everybody to tune in tomorrow morning from 6 until 6, from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. I was on Eastern Time for a minute. And if you want to contact me during the week, 312-409-6619 or higherlearningnetwork.org. There it is, yeah, higherlearningnetwork.org. Be sure and tell your children, your nieces, your nephews, those who are between the ages of 13 and 19, if they would like to join the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, it airs every last Saturday of the month. So the next one will be January 29th, from 12 noon until 1 p.m. And they can win prizes, cash, money. Did I say cash? Yes, I did say cash, because children have needs, too. They need more than I do right here at this point, because they like.
What are the ages you have to be? What are
13 to 19, and send that, send us a one-minute video clip to hlntvshow@gmail.com. That's hlntvshow@gmail.com.
So I'm too old, huh?
Just a teeny weeny bit.
I have my song already.
Well, give it to a youth. Give it to someone that's 13 to 19, and that'll just make it all better. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening and for sharing and for being the guiding light that you all are. We stay on purpose, stay empowered. Stay tuned tomorrow morning, 7 until 9 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, and on Facebook, SusanEssentials.com. We'll see you then. Make it a great day. And thanks for watching. Love, peace, and hair grease. Holla. Oh, turn the switchboard off. Yeah, I always forget that. Not today.
All right. Great show.
Thanks, sis. Okay, let me cut this off. Where's in call? Oh, in episode. There we go.
That's the one that started yesterday. Yeah.
What?